Hello, everyone. Happy Black History
Hey,
Month.
Kendra.
It's
Right.
February. I had to wear my little Wakanda Forever shirt just to
Look, my alarm is currently set to, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all. And so that's all I hear. And I'm blackity black, and I'm black, y'all. Like every day. Yeah. That's it.
You know how I go. You know how I go. So we are bringing you our little review of You Season 4 Part 1, which I have
Yes.
no idea why they have split this into two parts because they only gave us five little
Laziness.
episodes.
Laziness.
Why? Why would y'all give us five episodes? But for those of you who have been following the show, for the past few seasons, we thought that this would be a good time to drop it on Valentine's Day
Because
because
it's a love story.
it's a very wayward love story.
Right.
Is not the
And
love
it
story
just
you
dropped,
want to be
so
wrapped in. So,
we had to get to it.
and we gave y'all enough time to watch it. So, this is a
Now, I'm gonna
spoilery.
dispute that, girl, because we binged the shit out of this. We did not give y'all time. But if you have not watched it, cut this shit off till later because there are spoilers.
It's only
Come
five
back.
episodes. It dropped
Come back.
what, Thursday? Y'all have
Thursday.
time to watch.
Friday. It dropped Friday.
It did.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why it came out Thursday. You sure it was the
Or was
9th?
you up at midnight on Thursday?
Mm-mm.
Because you know how you work into the wee hours and you might as
No,
well
it
let them
did.
be
It
like,
come
oh,
at
there it is.
it was Thursday. It came out the 9th.
Oh, I thought it was Friday, child. So
Nope.
I was even a day late. I'm mad about that. Okay.
Y'all had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Today is Tuesday, Valentine's Day. We gave y'all but enough time. This is gonna be spoiled because we got to talk about this. It ain't but five episodes, but we're gonna dive right
Right.
in. And before
Right.
we do, I have a nice little cutesy Valentine's Day drink, Stella
Yeah, she got her
Rosa
wine.
Berry. Something like, I always have these little silly glasses and nice little things to drink. I said, you know what, today I'm gonna keep it simple so that y'all can see the pink from the Stella Rosa Berry.
The
This is
berry.
for the
I need to
day.
try the berry, y'all. I done got stuck on the Stella Rosa whiskey. No, brandy. It's brandy.
Brandy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's brandy. That tropical passion or tropical something. I can't even tell you what it is right now, but that shit good. But today's not. That's not what I'm on. So today I'm a little. Y'all gonna hate me, okay? I, amongst very few, am in love with this Jack Daniel's Fire. And the reason I'm in love with it is because I was also the person that loved Fireball all my life. I
Is it,
never
do we
grew
got
out
like a
of.
cinnamon flavor?
Yes,
Okay.
honey. Yes. I never grew out of. I chew big red gum. I love
That's my
cinnamon.
mama favorite gum.
Yes. And people hate anytime I go somewhere, I gotta worry about it, like chewing my gum because people hate it. So if you don't like big red gum, I don't care. But what I have today is some Jack Daniel's Fire and some apple cider. Cause it's cold outside, my throat looks scratchy. So I'm not drinking to get drunk. I'm drinking because grandma said pull a whiskey on me, it'd be good. So Jack Daniel's Fire. It is cinnamon flavored. If you don't like cinnamon, kick rocks. Shit's good. Two ounces of that, top it with your apple cider, and you got a good drinky drink. Clear your throat a little bit.
Are you drinking it room temperature or do you warm yours up just a little bit?
Hey, you gotta warm that cider up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
All
Little
right.
warm cider. You got a cinnamon stick, go stir it in there. This was too tall for a cinnamon stick. I got one, but it was just too tall for me to be in there like this here. So yeah, get your good old cinnamon stick, stir it up a little bit. If you really want, you can even top some cinnamon on top of that if you want to. You don't need it though. This fire is good without it. But yeah, that's what we have today. There's probably a name for this cocktail, and I don't know what it is, but today, that's what I'm drinking.
But that's a nice little bottle for Valentine's Day too. I like the red label.
Right? I wasn't even thinking about it. Look at her.
Look at that.
You
We
can't,
good.
you know, my green screen be messing me up, y'all, but this Jack Daniel's Fire. They need a commercial. I'll be in it.
We try to do a little something, bring y'all a little pop of color for Valentine's Day.
In a Tennessee Fire. My bad. I love Tennessee Fire. Okay, there you go.
A little bit. So now that you guys have gotten your drinks, we gave you the spoiler review. We're gonna dive right in. We start off with Joe, who has now changed his
The
name
man name
to Jonathan Moore.
now. If y'all know me personally, y'all know why I roll my eyes at this. Cause baby, we do not know each other, okay? Why y'all is shaming my good name? We are not related. As soon as I saw this new name, I was like, ain't that a bit? Moore, go somewhere. Our last name ain't even common. I don't like that.
Mr. Moore over here in England then tried to start over, start a new life. And then we soon find out that he ended up there after a failed attempt to reconnect with Marianne,
Marianne.
who has now joined the Black Final Girl Club because she did escape Joe. Not everybody gets to escape Joe scot-free, but she got out of there.
Because
So I'm
she's
proud.
still in his heart, girl. It's a
She
love
got
story, I'm telling y'all.
out of there because he's. I thought you said you love me.
That
He
was
did
before
away.
I found out you killed everybody around me, bruh. Ooh.
Exactly. So he tried to be Mr. Romantic in Paris. I'm gonna go get my girl, and she had already, was like, no, sir. I'm not the one. I'm not. And she had a knife because she was ready for him, even though it was a failed attempt. But I appreciate the try because
Not
he
because,
snatched that knife so fast.
but that scene killed me because at first she looked genuinely happy to see that man. Like she, is that Joe? And it looked like she was excited. And then fear crossed her face, like, oh shit, bitch, that is Joe. Stop it. Like I think she had to remember why she ran away in the first place. Cause she still got feelings for the man. Cause I wouldn't have stood there and talked to you if I thought you was coming to kill me. When you walked up on me, I would have went straight to jabbing, not know, oh, happy to see me. I was, but you killed your wife and that. None of that. None of that. You would have been gone before you got too close to me.
So yeah, you could tell she didn't want to hurt him, but there was that fear there that he's the person she ended up falling in love with was a serial killer.
And kill her baby dad.
Even though he really wasn't a good man, he wasn't. But still, nonetheless, Joe is a bit of a serial killer. And she just was not trying to live that lifestyle. And so we see Joe kind of dealing with the aftermath of the heart. So he's lost his wife. He done lost the new love of his life. He had to
And the
give his
baby, he done get the baby.
gave the son away. Now he's trying to restart a life in England under this new name and being Joe, why was you up there in them people's university?
Because Joe said he liked books, and he liked books enough to finesse a career out of it. That was the perfect finesse for him. He done read all that shit.
Why?
Or
How
we
you
thought it
low key?
was.
You supposed to be playing low key, and he up here in somebody's institution teaching folk children and whatnot. I said you ought to be ashamed.
Because the man told him, you can get any job you want with these papers. So he went for the good stuff.
So yep, he out here trying to live his best new life under this new identity, and falls in with this crew of rich socialites, which I'm not a fan of anybody out of that crew.
I don't like the portrayal of the socialites in this. All of them have that stereotypical
Snobby.
airhead, school rat, snobby persona. None of them are down to earth except for the one chick. And then she's so busy trying to be a bitch all the time. You can't like her either. What's her name? The girl he's so busy protecting. What's her name?
Yeah, I ain't even pay attention to her to enough to even really not re remember what her name was.
I'm not gonna do y'all like that on this. I'm
I
because damn, he done said her name 1,000 times.
feel like it started with a J. Could be wrong. But the neighbor,
Her boyfriend was Marcus.
Malcolm.
Oh, my Malcolm. I had to try to make him a brother. Malcolm. Malcolm got killed. What was Malcolm's girlfriend's name?
Look this up.
Look, that's so sad. We just watched it.
Exactly. See, that's why these characters are quite forgettable. They're forgettable. Very forgettable. None of them stood out to me. I don't
Anyway.
really, I wasn't here for the, I wasn't here for that cast of people.
I don't like her, the girlfriend. I can't think of her name. She gonna find you. I see she looking. I don't like her. The girl Phoebe, she has a good heart, but she is the stereotypical airhead, so she gets on my nerves. The dude that's in love with the girlfriend, the
Kate,
little
her name Kate.
Kate, that's her name, Kate. See, I don't even like that name, Kate. Okay, so I didn't like Kate. I didn't. Malcolm was an ass from jump. I thought he was gonna kill him on the strength of he was
Just getting
talking
on his
shit.
nerves, exactly.
Listen, it's just like, oh, he annoying. He gonna die first. I was right, but not in the way we thought. Phoebe, she got a good heart, but she's stereotypical airhead. I do not, absolutely do not like that they made the one person of true melanin in this cast the most vain, obtuse, stupid character in the bunch.
I like Dion from Clueless more than I like this black chick in season four of You.
But she's supposed to be an African princess. What is this? This is not African greatness. This is not royalty. I was pissed about that. And it's probably because I'm black, but whatever. And then all the dudes are dumb. I probably like the Asian sister the most. Again, name the what's her last name? Sue something Sue. Her the one who brother got killed. I like her the most out of the cast, and that's just because she knows how to play the role. Even, and she was smart, but she chose to be take the easy route. She chose to be the content creator, getting paid, but she was smart.
So yeah,
But
this
she could
season,
have done other shit.
just like with her and her scamming brother Simon, that's why he ended up dead, scamming poor
Simon was an
people.
ass. I knew he was gonna die. He was an ass from jump.
Yeah, this that whole crew. So I'm like, Joe, of all the people you could have been friends with, you fall in a group of this bunch of airhead, rich, snobby people
Right.
that are in no way down to earth, friendly, giving. They're all very pretentious. And falling into this group, he's not the only one who is perhaps annoyed by their pretentiousness and their snobbiness. And we eventually stumble across the Eat the Rich killer.
Eat the rich killer, bro. Even the name they gave him was stupid. It's like, oh, eat the rich. Why aren't serial killer names supposed to strike fear? That don't strike fear. Or maybe because I ain't rich.
Yeah, it might have looked they was a little shaken up by it, and we find Joe in a position that he has not been in before, and now he is getting the experience of what it's like to be stalked.
Right.
Somebody is trying to beat him at his own game. They have figured out his real name. They know where he lives. They know that he's killed people. They know he's not really, a professor
They
and
watching him.
watching his every move. He don't know where, how they're finding him, where they're at. And not only that, they're not watching him for the sake of, I want to snitch on you, but I want you to join me in murdering these rich, snobby people because I know you're good at it. Let's be good at it together. But Joe was like, I'm trying to turn a new leaf in life.
And I feel like I do think that the killer evolved because in the beginning, I think it was a simple setup just to get rid of Malcolm at first. And it kind of evolved into, oh, now I got him. I thought of seeing him clean up this mess instead of panicking and getting framed like I planned. We're gonna take this further and I'm gonna get away with it. Because he know what the fuck he doing even when I don't. But I definitely like the twist of him now being stalked versus being the stalker. Even though he still was very stalkerish in the season, he
He
was trying very hard not to.
very much was still very. I laughed almost every scene that we got with Joe, where he was like, because he was technically he was stalking Kate.
Was, and that's how it started. So that's the that exactly why he thought he killed Malcolm, because he was like, oh shit, I done knocked off the boyfriend.
Because it's like I love the camera angles and the camera panovers in from some of these episodes where they show Kate and then they show emptiness and then you see Joe floating his ass or Joe or see and you see him somehow easing his way and into view to let you like they want us to know.
He was always there.
Don't for a second think that just because he may be the prey now that it ain't still in him.
Why she don't never pull them damn curtains was my question. You want this man to stop looking in your window, baby? Close the damn curtains, cause I feel like he was inviting him to watch you. Close the curtains,
Then
sis.
getting mad at him.
Be looking at him out the window like, get out of my house, but close the curtains, boo.
Why are you peeking? And why that you're just being no girl. Turn to get some blinds or something.
Okay, I ain't never been overseas, so I don't know if this is not a thing over there, but I just was confused. Confused. But so, five seasons, I mean, five episodes. What was it? Three deaths? Yeah, five episodes, three deaths.
See, we had
Yeah, Malcolm
who died?
first.
Malcolm, Simon.
Then you had Simon, and then,
Not Roald didn't die.
No, Roe was the
No,
crazy
what the girl was it? Gemma?
Gemma was a
Gemma.
third.
Oh, and
That
don't
was
forget the other four deaths. The one
uh-oh.
guy that was like he that snuck up on him in the mortuary.
Oh, he was incidental. He was you had to go because you was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. The guard, the security guard.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot about him. You know what? And I like him too, because he playing a lot of other stuff as the security guard that know the most. He used to be on that show. He played a butler on that show. What was it? It was a remake of an old soap opera. Oh, it's gonna come to me later, I'm gonna tell you, but I really like the show a lot. Anyway, I like his character.
Yeah, he was messing with the
But
wrong one, rolling up on Joe.
he didn't know what he was getting into. I feel like when you saw him smashing in the cemetery, sir, you should have went on about your business. Why you still was following it? That was weird.
Black, because them people just grimy. Just I don't like. Actually, I take that. But one person I'm actually I think she kind of all right was his student. I think it was Nadia. Might be her name. The name.
Somebody Nadia don't rub me right.
Yeah,
Aside from the fact
actually, I
that you were
consider.
smashing Malcolm, something
Yeah.
else wrong with that girl.
I feel like she got some. She's. I'll put it to you this way. She's been a good resource. She's been
For
a good
Joe.
re she's been a, yeah, she's been a good resource because she really helped him with the detective work. I'm like, she do she knows quite a lot, quite a bit about murder mysteries and suspense, and it's very helpful to him because the way I think, I always assume because Scream has prepared me for this, I always assume that there's two people. I always assume that there's two people. And it could be Nadia might be another one because then she was the one that I think told Joe about Reese.
Issue. Issue. Oh, you. I don't know. I feel like Reese just kind of was there.
I don't know. I might have to go back
And
and
because
watch.
then he was in the first episode where they were sitting there and they was talking about his book and how he.
Yes, because she told Joe about his book, right?
Right. And he was like how he lived a hard past and. It seemed like he went to prison for some real shit, and we never got what the real shit was.
Nadia, the one that gave Joe the book that he wrote.
Okay, very good. Reese always was sketchy to me. And here we go. Boom. Spoiler alert if you have not watched it. Reese is the killer. And I thought this from jump because, boom, number one, the conversation at the bar. That whole, you, the insight. It just sounded like somebody who did some foul shit. Every time he tried to get his insight, it just sounded like somebody with a past. And he was never around when all the shit was going down. Like Reese was, for him to be a main character, he was a minimal character. And I was confused why he was never there. We had a background. Ain't nobody ever had shit to say about Reese. He was just kind of there. When everybody was grieving the deaths, he was just kind of there. And he was always outside, and they was like, "Oh, that's just Reese." So I always felt like he was suspicious as fuck. But it, I didn't catch the motive of why he would be killing these folks that you done brought Joe around.
And then isn't he trying to run for mayor, is it?
Right. Well, I don't think they call him mayor over there, but whatever it was, he was trying
Some
to run
kind of
for office.
political office. So knowing he's now a serial killer, he wants to be in political office.
I mean, it's power. It's a power move. You know, I feel like some of them folks who get too much power always got some dirt under their hands. And sometimes I believe there's necessary dirt in the world. And other times I be like, "Is you serious?" So I'm not surprised he dirty and running for office. I mean, look at Donald Trump. It happens. So.
So yeah, I feel like it might be wrapped up with some more political conspiracy type theories, maybe in the next part. Might be tied into there. Maybe he might have some more connections, or we might get more background of his,
Insight.
yeah,
We don't have
insight.
to now because y'all done gave him away. Is now he's shown his face. He played his hand. His plot didn't go as planned. They lived. So Joe knows now for sure who you are. And old boy did not die. So now this part two got to play out. And we got to see his real motives other than you hate the rich.
So what worked for you?
Joe always works for me. I love to hear his internal commentary because it's funny. It's deranged, but it's also always very understandable. Like you want to feel bad for Joe because it's always that internal conflict that he don't want to do this shit, but he has this deranged concept of what love is. So Joe always works for me. It never fails. I love the plot twist of it all. I love that he was being stalked. The story plot was okay. This whole rich societal caste system thing was not appealing
So
because there was
that didn't work. It didn't work for me either.
there was
I
no
didn't like them.
variety in the personalities for me. Like, even if they're gonna be the rich and famous, the bougie, do they all got to be the dumb ones? Like, can we get a genius amongst the bunch who's like this tech god or
Like a
something?
yeah, where just because you
Where was the
rich,
Bill Gates?
the
Where was
Tony
the Mark
Stark, there was a
Zuckerbergs?
Tony Stark up in there somewhere,
The
you know,
something.
some
But no, I'm sorry. We were talking about what did work. Joe worked. The plot twist worked. I just don't like this setup.
So
I ain't like the setup.
that didn't work for me either. I like to be able to have a somebody that I don't want to die or somebody that I'm rooting for within a series. And that didn't work for me because I didn't like anybody from their little clique. I didn't
No.
like them.
You
They
know what else didn't work for me? You just I you That damn role don't work for me. We can only have one deranged stalker person in the show, and that's Joe. Your stalking is not nearly as great. Your love for Kate is not nearly as admirable as Joe's infatuation with all these women. He be put, like, I don't know what your deal is, role, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
He should have let Rolls die in the fire.
Listen, when Roll pushed him out the window, I was like, no,
Because
I was scared.
he's one of those people that think his money allows him to do any and everything. And see that, because quite frankly, Joe, stop trying to say these people. Everybody in that whole pretentious group can die for me. You know what, Reese? I don't care if you kill all of them. I'm not attached to anybody in that group.
Nobody, not even Kate. Kate, because her bitchiness threw me in the beginning, and then her wishy-washy, like, oh, I'm gonna fuck Joe. I wanna fuck him today. I don't wanna fuck him tomorrow. That, like, I hated
She
that shit.
snitched on him. She
Sent the
snitched on
police right to
him
his door by the man you really didn't care about, who
and
was
was like,
snatching all the teenagers on campus.
oh, he's dodging the police. He saved your life, Heffa.
But she thought he was, remember, she said she thought he was a grifter. So she thought that the whole saving her life was a plot anyway. She thought that it was a setup. So she never believed that that was true from the jump.
Don't like none of them. I don't care about Phoebe and her boo and his little weird kink. Lord, y'all could have left that out.
Listen, and the fact that she was like, I got you. Let's go. I'm gonna do it right now. I got a full bladder. Let's go. And he was like, but can you? And when you, and this is what I'm working for him. I was like, this is more than we ever needed.
Didn't.
Ever since Golden Showers went mainstream, everybody wanna put it on the show. I don't need it, y'all. I don't need it.
Y'all could have kept that. That didn't, it
Could
wasn't
have
working for
kept it.
me. I
I'm
don't
so
care.
glad they didn't let that girl pee on that man.
I don't care. I don't care about the stories of people that I, of characters I don't care about. I don't care about Phoebe and her boo. I don't care about Kate and Rose, their
Well, I
little
mean,
conversation that they have together.
it had to play in everything else because you had to give old boy a reason not to like Joe no more, which was snitching on his kink because he wasn't on board with getting rid of Joe. He liked Joe. You got to give Phoebe a reason to be on the opposite side with Kate because she had to realize what the fuck was going on. Like, it worked for the intricacies of the story, but overall, you could have gave me something else than a golden shower. I don't know. It was a lot.
Was not
It
working for
was a lot.
me because I knew he was weird anyway. And then they said I think he broke anyway. He owed people money. He had that conversation. So we don't know what's going to be the next
Oh, yeah,
step in
because they was
him.
both out there gambling their ass off, him and Malcolm.
So we don't know what that's going to entail for him, be owing people money. Are they gonna find out he's broke and he gonna get kicked out of the rich crew clique or whatever once they figure out his financial status or situation currently? I guess I didn't care about those characters enough to get side stories because like some side, for
Some
example.
side stories you get into, like the last season with old girl and her boyfriend, and how she was like the HBIC in the neighborhood, and you realize
That
they
lady
wasn't as
husband.
perfect as they look. Yeah.
Right. Some side stories I want to know more about. I want to know how they got to be this weird. I'm interested in that because I found them interesting. They were funny. But when you don't care, I'm like, I don't care about these
Kill them
people.
all. Kill them all.
Kill them all, Reese. But what worked for me, of course, is Joe. The way that Joe in his mind, knowing he could just like end these people in a heartbeat, but he has to calm himself to just, I'm just, some of the things, he has more internal dialogue than he says out loud.
Does
So he be
he's
looking at
very
people like they
quiet
crazy.
person as you know, and that's why I said I love to hear the internal dialogue because it's so much from somebody who says nothing most of the time. I enjoyed Joe on Absinthe. That was the highlight of the day on beginning the first episode. Joe on Absinthe was hilarious to me because he was like, what the fuck is happening? And the internal dialogue was just as funny as the shit he was doing in person.
Yeah.
So
Penn Badgley bodies this role and it's hilarious. It's even his facial expressions that he uses when
everything.
he's looking at the people. He even throws around his white male privilege when talking to the police. Hilarious. He uses this type of that he uses his white male privilege to be able to gain access to people in order to learn about them. And nobody, even when they suspect him, they don't.
Because they don't want to believe it. They were like, not him, no.
Maybe, but kind of no. Maybe I don't know.
Because the old
That's.
girl, the only person I think believed that he really could have been the killer was that damn Gemma with her mean girl persona, which that's been done. But she probably got daddy issues. What was wrong with Gemma? We never get a story about why she was such a mean girl? No, not yet. Okay. Well, she's the only one who said it out loud and probably believed it. I think the rest of the team was just like, eh, but I think she truly believed that deep down, and which is why I think that's why Reese killed her next. Because he didn't want that to be the consensus so early. He still had more shit to do before he pinned these killings on him ultimately in the end. Because I still think Reese was out to pin killings on him until he had to pivot.
Oh, of course. You can't trust the serial killer. They'll turn on whoever. No, that's why, and that's how Joe knows he can't trust him because Joe don't trust himself.
I don't trust Joey.
You can't trust Joe. You absolutely can't.
I feel bad for Joe.
Joe be
Joe
killing
was
people with a
really
straight
spinning in
face.
circles. He was spinning in circles this season though, because he was like, "Is it you? Is it you? Somebody texting me. They watching me right now." He done hit up the assassin that set him free, to ask that man why he's somewhere drinking Mai Tais, trying to ignore him. Like, I just, poor Joe. And you don't want to feel bad for one you know was a killer, but poor Joe.
He's been more paranoid than he's ever been. And I think the last time we seen him that paranoid was when he knew that
Love
that
started killing
love,
news.
yes, that love was
That
just as
she
crazy as
enjoyed
he
killing
was.
news.
Yes. And then he was a little scared.
Listen, I feel like, and see, again, I feel like Joby, he mean well, because this was life or death for him. He had to get away from love. That's what the see, that's what Reese said. You killing life or death. Okay. See, he was surviving, y'all. He was surviving. He ain't crazy.
I love it. He
I'm
might
mad at
be.
Netflix though. Well, we need two parts for it. Come on with these next four, five episodes, whatever y'all giving me, because y'all didn't even give me long episodes to bust this down into two. I genuinely thought that this was gonna be like full length, Stranger Things level.
Movie length, give me an hour
And
25, hour 15, hour 45. Y'all gave me five episodes in part one, and these was like 45-minute, 50-minute episode. No,
I gotta wait a month for part two.
y'all could have just went on and finished that out. What y'all dragging it
I'd have felt
for?
better if y'all dropped, because you know, if they had dropped them weekly, part two would have came on time for when y'all wanted to release it anyway. Y'all could have gave it to me weekly and I wouldn't have felt so bad that I binged all five of them and have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Netflix, don't do that again.
Don't do that no more.
Don't do that.
Y'all be having my heart up with these weekly episodes too, because let me see. Y'all know I be watching a lot of foreign stuff. Outside of my horror love, I have a love for foreign stuff. So when I was watching Alchemy of the Souls, which included some aspects of horror, I was very annoyed that it would come out on a Saturday. But whatever time they just felt like dropping it because it was coming from Japan, that, no, Korea, it's coming from Korea.
Korea.
That was killing me. So I have a love-hate relationship with Netflix these days because they're doing stuff real weird. I don't like how they move. I don't like how they move.
Y'all are not Hulu. Just give us everything at once. Don't be trying to do this
And don't
weekly
ask
stuff.
me whose password I be using because it's mine. I pay that bill.
The same. Don't nobody want to share it no more. But yeah,
Anyway.
that was our little inside look at that. Let us know what you guys seen that we didn't see. Do y'all think maybe it's another person out there helping Reese? Do y'all think that there's a motive that we're not seeing from him yet? Do you think anybody from Joe's past is going to come back and bite him before it's all said and done? Because remember, he jumped. Everybody in America thinks that he's dead per se.
Who's this baby with? I need more. They showed him dropping him on the doorstep, but I didn't catch who was in the door.
The gay couple from,
Okay.
remember,
Okay,
because
from the town.
they weren't allowed, they kept getting rejected from adopting.
Okay. I was
And
like,
so
who is this in the door? Okay.
Joe gave
That makes
them
sense. They would
his
love that baby.
baby. Yes, I thought that was really sweet because
Then
he
you left some loose ends because now they wonder how they got this baby. Because if both of y'all was dead, this baby should have went to CPS, and the baby didn't go to CPS. How I just end up with them, and then what, huh?
You still,
That's
that's
gonna
why
come back and bite him in the ass. It is.
I'm like, especially, and then her, the Love's family sent the guy out. Like, who's to say he's not gonna go back and tell? Or Marianne, she's still left alive. Who's to say she's not gonna say something? So
We're
I'm
gonna see some more
wondering.
Marianne because that was too easy. That was too easy. It was too simple. And he snatched that necklace. It's gonna come back around.
That yes, now yes, what are the consequences that he lied and said he killed Marianne? She's still alive. The mercenary finds out that she's still alive. How is this going to blow back on Joe? Is he going to blow up his spot and start telling people he's alive again? So I want to know, outside of the snobby Brit crew, how is Joe's past going to catch up back to him in the end. Because see, right
Well, I'm gonna
now,
say
his attention, he's distracted right now.
he's distracted, most definitely. And I'm gonna say if it was that easy for Reese to find his information from the they over there in the UK, this shit happened in America. And I found out all this shit. You can't tell me somebody in America ain't finna find out. So hopefully part two is gonna give me some more because I don't know. I feel like part one was lacking. I'm gonna say I feel like part one was lacking. Outside of the stalking of the intrigue of Joe being stalked himself, I that was it. That was
Has been
excitement.
my least favorite season.
Agreed. Agreed.
Sorry.
And I think half of that is because the girl he's stalking ain't even likable.
Exactly. I don't even like Kate. I don't even like her. So
And
I don't care what happens to her.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. When he walked in, everyone was seeing Kate in the floor, like, no, not this again. Cause I definitely thought that was gonna go for, oh, she crazy. She been killing these folks and blaming it on him scenario. And I was like, not he finna get in love with another killer. We don't want that. So I'm very glad that they really want her. But I don't like Kate. I don't. We said that already. Sorry, y'all.
We sorry, this how we feel about it. What you got for this, Desiree? What we rating this one?
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna rate the show itself, not my frustration with Netflix. So I'm gonna give this a 3 out of 5 on a skull scale. Just because I need season two to validate the lackingness of, I mean, not season two, but part two to validate the lacking in season one. Like it got to wrap up really good, and the plot resolution. The whatever Reese's ultimate plan, all of that got to be really good in the end to redeem this part one that was meh. That happened.
I'm gonna give it a 2.5 only because I feel like there's room to make it better. I feel like we can turn this 2.5 into a 3.5 or even 4 skulls. That's what I
Well,
think.
let me listen. Let me put my key thought real quick. Since we're going to be given portions of the skulls, I'm going to redact my score and I'm now going to give it a 2.8 because it really did make the 3 scale. Very good.
Okay.
But I know we was given portions of a skull because I'm a geek. The 2.8 is how I feel.
Can give it about that. That'll work. See, when we come back and review the second half and look at it overall, it could change. So
It could change.
I'm hopeful because it always you has always done something different in the conclusion. They always kind of throw
Yeah.
us for a loop with the plot twist. They do something different towards the last few episodes, something we don't see coming. So I'm hoping if
And
they
that's why I
stay
say
consistent with that,
redeem itself. Yeah.
I feel like we can come out we can come out with a better score the second half. But yeah, I'll take it for what it was. I look for the rest of it to come out in March. Make sure you guys subscribe, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, share
Follow us
this
on all our social
video,
media
comment.
platforms.
Again, if you ain't in a Horror Hooch Facebook group, I don't
Where you at?
where, TikTok, like I don't, y'all are slipping. Just go on and join the community.
Y'all is slipping. Join the community,
Don't
have yourself a
join.
drink, get you some Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. Y'all, I
Don't nobody
really
want no spicy drink.
like
Y'all better
an
get some of this
ambassador for
Stella.
this. Oh, y'all don't understand how much I love this. What? Yes. Oh, and then also, it's Black History Month, like she mentioned. So keep an eye on the group. We are highlighting some of our Black creators in the horror genre this month. I plan to work up a list. I'm still working on it, y'all. So it's the 14th. Y'all gonna get it by the end of the month. But I'm looking for some of the newer spirits providers that are of African American descent, because y'all might not know it, but we making waves in the industry right now. We opening distilleries, we doing our own brands, and I ain't talking about celebrities. I'm talking regular schmegula people
Vineyards
putting
and
on
all.
vineyards and everything. Yes, so I'm gonna work on a list of that because I was excited when I got to looking for stuff the other day. But anyway, get you some.
If you
This
like
ain't black
spice,
owned, but get you some.
if you like spicy drinks,
Look, Jack Daniels, call me.
want your
I
drink
got
to
y'all.
be spicy,
I got you. Call me. I'm gonna promote you all day long. I got it.
Yes,
Anyways.
happy Valentine's Day.
Every balance out there.
Enjoy the rest of Black History Month. You know, we ain't got long. Again, we
Never
got your
do,
needs here.
but I'm black all year.
Yes, drinks, reviews, memes. We're right here. Let us know and let
Let
us
us
know what
know
you
where
think.
we.
Yes, let us know what you rated this first half of you.
And let us know what y'all watching. Y'all know we like to hear y'all come. Y'all gave us the reading, okay? We was not looking for the reading. Y'all gave it to us. We watched it. So we will continue to do that. So let us know what y'all looking at. And
And what should we, yes, what should we
we'll
be
be
looking
here.
at? What should we be reviewing? Like we'll throw some quick reviews and stuff out there. So let us know. We open for March, so let us know what we need to be looking at, what's going on for
Right,
next month. Let
what you
us
want to
know.
talk about? Now it's Valentine's Day. Get up off your social media and go be with your boo and drink responsibly, all that stuff.
It's self-love also. Take a time for some self-love on Valentine's Day. Do
But
something
she didn't.
nice for
National
yourself.
Singles Day is the day before Valentine's Day.
I'm trying to be positive from a mental health standpoint.
And Side Piece Saturday was the day before the Super Bowl, okay? But we're not gonna keep talking about this.
Gonna be
Gone, gone,
Wednesday.
gone. Because they had to get the weekend dinner in,
Look, we're covering all bases. Self
we cover all
love,
bases.
romantic love, forbidden love, getting
Oh,
in messy drama, petty
because that's
love.
where you fall. You fall in a forbidden love category, y'all. I see.
Forbidden, yes. Joe is somewhere you don't want to be. We don't want to be. We don't want Joe love.
We don't want to be that extreme in love. And I don't want nobody to love me like Joe love. Nobody. Nobody. But anyway, I digress. We be always getting off topic, y'all. Have a good afternoon. Thank you for
Look,
watching,
it
Horn
wouldn't be us if
Hooch.
we didn't. It wouldn't be us
Thank
if
you
we
for
didn't.
watching, Horn Hooch. Like and subscribe. Follow us on all our social media platforms. Bye, y'all.